Right, let's climb into it then. The recent killing of a Joburg Metro Police Department officers by members of the South African Police Service has once again raised questions over the relationship between the units. Now, strained relations between the Metro Police, law enforcement and the SAPS are nothing new and have been ongoing for years. In fact, I remember when I was just starting out with my journalism career a few decades ago, the two parties actually opening fire on each other. And it was right then that people realized that there was a problem. But this has once again flared, and joining us to discuss this is Eyewitness News reporter Oren Singh. Hi, Oren. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray.
So what are your sources telling you? How much animosity is there?
Quite a bit, Ray. I think, you know, you referred to that incident, 2008 it was, on the M2 highway here in Joburg, where protesting JMPD officers blockaded part of the road. SAPS were called in and they started shooting at them. JMPD firing live rounds at SAPS, who retaliated with rubber bullets. Our sources are saying that there's differing views between different departments. There's seven metro police departments in the country, stretched across different cities and various cities. And a lot of them say that there is some animosity among them and SAPS members. I think there's a sort of power struggle at play here, Ray. Because at the end of the day, SAPS are mandated to investigate. And they're the first line of defense in the country. And they feel that Metro Police shouldn't have such powers of investigation. And they don't. Metro Police are there for by law enforcement and traffic control and so forth. Metro Police, on the other hand, feel that their counterparts, SAPS, are corrupt. And so there's this sort of power struggle at play. They feeling they're better than SAPS. SAPS saying that, know your place. You're not here to investigate. We investigate dockets. You don't. So know your place within the country and your powers that you have. So a lot of power struggle happening at the moment.
So it's more like the police saying, we are the police. You are the Metro Police. You're like the helpers. Just go and do what you should be doing, Metro Police. I can imagine that must bring up a lot of anger to the fore, that the Metro Police are looking at this and going, excuse me?
Definitely. And the thing is here, we need to understand the roles and the tasks that each of these units are mandated to do in the country. And Metro Police are a supportive structure to SAPS. We can't get away from that fact. They aren't or don't have the powers that police have. But at the end of the day, Ray, given the fact that police are outnumbered, we know the stats in this country. For every one resident, for every five residents, there's one police officer or something like that. And so, as much help as they can get, they should be working together rather than against each other. Now, this incident that happened earlier this month where this JMPD officer was shot and killed, I think it was more of an argument that took place there, and it should never have gotten to that extent where lethal force was used. But it's alleged that she went out and got her firearm. Remember, police were trying to track down and stop her son, who they allege was driving recklessly and under the influence. And when he drove to his home, his mom came out and said, I'm a JMPD officer. I'm going to get my gun to show you that I am. These are the allegations that IPED are telling us. They, of course, investigating the case. It should never have gotten that far, but there have been isolated incidents in various provinces over the years between Metro Police and SAPS. And our sources are telling us that in some incidents, Metro Police will rock up to a scene and police will rock up to the scene and police tell Metro Police, you guys earn more than us. You guys do deal with this. Things like that, you know. So there's a lot of animosity. I feel that the parties need to come together and they need to actually start cooperating together. And there are instances where certain Metro Police work with police in joint operations to do and take on certain crimes. But I think that more can be done going forward.
Yeah. Any leadership standing up? We need to see leadership and cool heads now, but leadership addressing those underneath them to say enough is enough, and this needs to stop.
From what I understand, Ray, the MMC for Public Safety in the city of Joburg has raised this issue and spoken with JMPD management. And they are in the process of reaching out to SAPS management to come together and sit around the table and discuss this issue, because tensions are heightened specifically within JMPD. We know that soon after this incident happened on the 6th of April, that JMPD officers boycotted outside their offices near Westbury. And so I think that they, as JMPD management, they understand that this can't go on further. We need to nip it in the bud right now. And the only way to do that is to sit down with SAPS management around the table and look at the situation, unpack it, and see a way going forward.
Eyewitness News reporter Oren Singh, thank you for that account.